How did you get started in this, by the way? How do you...
Well, actually, strange enough, my mother and grandfather did a lot for the BBC, actually, with mind reading. My grandfather was like the British Houdini.
And, you can't read minds, can you?
I'm sorry, you had to hear that occasionally.
Okay. tell me about the palm reading. How does it work?
Palm reading, it can be likened to a science and an art, as well as using the intuition. So the lines actually change on the hands, both hands, where a lot of people think they're just static, remain the same. They do change as we think.
Okay.
And I believe, you know, that we do have the ability to change our lives the way through our thoughts.
Now, David is in the Cambridge studio, as I said, so people might wonder how on earth you're going to do this. In fact, what we've done is, David, you took photographs of both palms earlier.
Yeah, I did.
And Gary, you've been looking at those. What do they tell us about David?
Hi, David.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it looks like you can be... It looks like to me that you've lengthened your life.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
rather than from the past, actually. A couple of things show up on the hand, which you may not know anything about. I would say the around the heart area was a little sensitive.
All right.
Now, it doesn't mean to say anything that's detrimental there, but this is just these are the sensitivities that show up on the hand.
Okay.
Possible prostate, around that area. I wasn't, you know, when I read palms, I look at the side of the hands, the back of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got the palms up in front of me at the moment here. The lifeline, which can't always be a guarantee of how long you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you've sort of lengthened it to. Mm. I may ask one thing. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, well, to me, you've actually lengthened the potentiality of your life.
Gary, thank you for that. David, what do you make of that? You're a statistician and a professor.
That's quite encouraging. I mean, I must say it's not the normal source of information that I would use for predicting things. And I suppose what I'm really interested in is just getting good odds. You know, I don't want to be told what's going to happen because I don't believe that, but... Anyway, I'll watch out for my prostate.
Good advice always. Thank you.
Always, yes.
David Spiegelhalter and Gary, we're very grateful to you both. We'll have the weather from Stav Danaos next.